wanted to ask you specifically about getting a chance to work with Tommy Kelly. I know he was in here over the course of the spring, and you guys were able to develop a pretty good rapport. But what's it like getting a chance to work alongside a guy like that?
It's always good to work with a teammate, especially somebody coming in that's been in the league for a while. I followed him when he was in Oakland, so I kind of understood his play. And it fit our system well. You know, just a guy that's passionate about the game, that loves the game, and he works hard. So I'm looking forward to the season to play with all these guys, not just Tommy. You know, we have some young guys that's coming into themselves, and hopefully they can help us down the road. But, you know, we just have to continue to grind. You know, each day just get better.
What kind of guy is a good fit next to you? Bill is funny. Bill the other day was talking about Tommy's long levers and about, it got me to think about guys who played well alongside you, a good fit for complimentary guys like Richard and
Well, I tell you what, you can't sit and just double, single guys out to double anymore, especially with a guy like Tommy coming in with his size, the speed he played with, the power that he plays with, just his size in general. We both big guys, but, he's a lot taller than me. He's longer than me, but at the same time, he brings some power. So he's a good three technique. Three, two eye, wherever we want to move around, five. That's very, very good because we can move him in different positions and move myself in different positions. So it'll make our opponents a lot harder to try to game plan against us. So, hopefully, we could continue to get better. That's the main thing is just keep working and getting better. We're far from where we need to be as a team and as individuals. So, but long as we keep working the way we're working, we'll get there eventually.
We talk about continuity along the offensive line and continuity in the secondary. How important is it on the defensive, specifically defensive tackle, learn how to play together with a guy like that?
It's
different,
big.
Different guys.
I mean, every position is big. I mean, because when you have somebody coming that's new, that really don't know your style of play or the scheme that you play in, you have to get on the same level. You have to understand rush lanes. You have to understand that guy's strengths, what that guy's weaknesses, where you need to help at. So every chance you can get to play with one another is always big. If it's taking extra reps, if it's just walk through some things, or sometimes it might just be watching film, just getting the mindset, his mindset. What do he see? Do we see things the same way? For me, I always like to see things the same way as my defenders. And if we see the things the same way, that means we're definitely on the same page. So, so far, so good, it's just one of those things that's going to continue to grow and continue to help us down the road.
Vince, is it weird practicing against a team that you're going to see in like 5 weeks?
No, it's not weird. I mean, we both out here to get better. I mean, last week we went in Philly, practicing against a team that's totally different from this team here, so. Only difference is we do play this team in the regular season, but I mean, it really won't matter. We get a real good chance to play against a real good football team, a physical football team, a big football team, a well-disciplined, well-coached football team, a team that have playmakers in a lot of positions. So it's going to be a challenge for us, this weekend, whenever we play them in the regular season.
Can you talk about the difference? You mentioned it, of the two different styles of offenses that you're seeing. One, kind of the read option that they run in Philly, and this is kind of not, I don't know if it's standard because Freeman can still get out there and run.
Yeah.
But it's a different offense.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're more built for power. But they have some skilled guys that can get down the field, that can run the ball. Offensive line big, and then the quarterback is very mobile. Especially, he can throw it in the pocket. So that's the one thing that sets Freeman apart from a lot of guys. Sometimes you get one or the other. You get a pocket passer but can't scramble. You get a scramble guy that struggles in the pocket. But, for this guy, he do both well. And he's just he's an up-and-coming quarterback that's going to be pretty good down in the future.
All right. Thank you.